New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, the Old School crew. 1040 O Street, brought to you by the Mercado. Once again, we want to thank Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, 13th South, coming in with good vibes and also good knowledge to end the year, but then also start the year off right in 2025 with some bubbly. But what's going to be started, or actually probably been going on early this morning. And I guess on the stream we have Jake Sorensen. There he is. Jake, welcome in, my brother.
Gentlemen, good to talk to you on a Friday evening here in late December.
Yeah, I mean, that means some things happened.
It's been a great day. We, you know, we've toured the town. You can't go to New York City and just sit around and do nothing. So we, after doing the shows this morning, number one, this won't surprise you. I know that this was expected from the listeners, but I'll be very honest. We got lost in the subway, took the wrong train. DP is cackling. So what was supposed to be a 15-minute ride from our hotel area to the World Trade Center area ended up being an hour. We went 20 minutes the wrong way and then made about 40 minutes to go back there. So that affected a little bit of the morning and early afternoon, but got to see Ground Zero, got to walk around and see Wall Street, and then took the train back, or the subway back to Central Park, was there for an hour and a half or so, and then, and we're back here at the hotel. We got some dinner plans tonight. We'll go to a Husker party this evening, but it's been a great, great day, and actually, guys, the weather has been very, very solid here. Winter coat's been great. Knicks had a sweatshirt on the whole time, but can't complain so far, even though rain might be in the forecast tomorrow for the game.
Jake, you're out there. Obviously, the Huskers haven't been in a bowl game for 8 years. So, you know, with your football background, what's the feeling like in New York City that is slowly but surely being invaded by Husker Red?
I have yet to see a Boston College fan in anywhere, Central Park, World Trade Center area. I've seen plenty of Husker fans. I actually saw one of our good clients. I saw Andy Goodyear from Honda of Lincoln. Saw him at the one of the new places out there. So good to see him on the scene. But I've seen a lot of Husker fans. I would say I don't really know a number to expect at the game. My initial thought was like 15,000 Nebraska fans. I hope it's more than that. I would expect that many Boston College fans, but I have no idea of an actual number to expect. I was talking to someone with the UNL Alumni Association who said it's hard to know the amount of people going because people have been purchasing the packages of travel, but the game tickets themselves are not included in that package. It's separate. So it's hard to know an actual number, but I would expect a solid throng of Husker fans tomorrow at Yankee Stadium for the Pinstripe Bowl.
Jake, with Boston College having two of their best players electing to sit out, does that change your view on the bowl game? Obviously, I think Nebraska comes in way more talented, but both teams are looking each other dead in the eye as far as the records go. But having two potential first-round picks deciding to sit out, does that raise the expectation for you and those young Huskers?
Yes, I think it has to. I mean, if you're Dylan Royola, when you saw the news of the guy with 16 and a half sacks not playing, I think that you had a big smile on your face saying, all right, it's not guaranteed you don't get sacked, but hey, this is the top guy in college football that's not going to come, after me. So that's nice. But the spread obviously jumped in Nebraska's favor more than it was after we heard the news. But I tell you what, if Nebraska can't get fired up to win this game, I don't know what to tell you. It's been since 2016 that they've been in a bowl game. Yeah, it's not a game in the playoff game. They were 6-6. They had a rough finish to the year. But, you know, I think this is a very proud university, proud tradition. And, you know, they're going to have a lot of fans in the stands and watching across the country that expect to see a win. You're not playing Oregon tomorrow. You're playing Boston College, who's been average this year in an average conference. So I'd be disappointed if Nebraska does not win tomorrow. And yeah, I think that they are the better talented team. And I hope that they want it more than Boston College does.
Well, Coach O'Brien talked today about that this is more about the 2025 version of Boston College. And I would think that as a Husker fan, one, you're happy to be there. Two, some payoff for players who stuck it out and got to do a thing that none of their teammates, past teammates, had done. But for you, do you want to see this year's version, best version of 2024 Huskers, or do you want to peek behind the curtain and see what the 2025 Huskers have to offer?
Well, I mean, it's a combination of both. I mean, you won't be able to see the receivers coming in from the portal that are going to think big additions, but you know, Emmett Johnson's going to be a big part of this picture next year. Dante Dowdell is in the, you know, is gone to a different school, and Emmett Johnson, it appears, will be the clear starter next year at running back. So we saw him making a push the last couple of games with Holgorsen in there as the OC. I would expect to see him be a big part tomorrow, especially if there's, you know, rain in the forecast. I don't think you'll pass a ton in the rain. Maybe you will and prove us wrong, but it's going to be important to establish the trenches and be the more physical team. And that starts with the O-line and obviously with the Emmett Johnson leading the way as a running back. So I'm optimistic that, you know, Dana Holgorsen has had a couple weeks to prepare for this game. And we've seen some nice wrinkles since he has been the OC here. And I think that Dylan's getting probably more comfortable with him as his play caller. So I guess to answer that, DP, I think a combo of both. I hope you see the best performance you've seen of 2024, although the Wisconsin game is going to be tough to beat with 44 points in that game they put up in mid-November. But, yeah, I mean, I guess I'll be curious to see what other wrinkles has Dana thrown in that we did not see since the Iowa game in late November.
Jake, I wanted to ask you, obviously, you know, the offense with the new offense coordinator and Dana Holgorsen and Dylan Raiola and Barney and so forth and so on, gets a lot of the hype, but big losses as far as the transfer portal goes on defense, new defensive coordinator, etc. How important is it for this defense to start off on a good foot, essentially giving you a good look-see into 2025, but more importantly, show that even though Tony White's gone, they're still going to play good defense?
Well, it's a huge thing. I mean, the question he had about Butler was he's not bringing in, you know, he's not coming from a school where he's bringing in 6-7 guys with him. He was on the staff this year. He was a defensive backs coach. So you don't have, you know, Tony White brought some guys to Florida State with him. And that's the thing. What we see Cignetti bringing guys, you know, as a head coach from James Madison to Indiana, and they had a great year. So when you don't bring somebody from outside that is bringing players, I guess you're a little bit behind the eight ball, but at the same time, this defense is pretty good this year. And so if Butler's going to keep using the same concept that Tony White did and guys understand that, then there shouldn't be a drop-off. It might be some different calls once in a while or a different philosophy in some elements, but Matt Rhule already said that he hopes that it's going to be a similar looking defense to what it was under Tony White. So I guess you hope to see a defense that is together tomorrow, that can finish off plays, get off the field on third down, which has been an issue at times this year for this defense. But I just love the fact that in this world of opt-outs, you're seeing Ty Robinson play. You're seeing Nash Hutmacher play. You're seeing John Bullock play. You know, you've lost some guys, like you mentioned, to the portal. But the dudes that have never made the bowl game and have put their heart out there, I love the fact they're playing. I think you'll see them play hard one last time, not just for Nebraska, but for John Butler.
Was this, for a fan that's been waiting for this, was this past few days everything that you would hope for it to be and want for it to be You've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I think a lot of fans, when you think bowl game, think about something, you know, warm, going to Florida, going to Arizona, going to California. And this is obviously different going to New York City. But, I mean, there's people out there that have never been to New York. I hadn't been here since I was in high school. And so it's a different experience as an adult than that. And like I said, the fact the weather has cooperated has been awesome. There's so much to see here. You could come to New York 30 times and still have so much more to see. I mean, I've been here now twice, and I feel like I've seen a 0.5% of the stuff I want to see in New York. But it's been fun. I think people have said they had a good time, and we've had a great time. Look forward to tonight and tomorrow and all the festivities of the game before and afterwards. But yeah, I think, again, maybe you want warmer weather, but other than that, this is a great place to come to.
Jake, the biggest question is this. You know, everybody knows about the sleeping arrangements. who's on the floor and who's got the bed tonight?
Well, I made it very clear. I'll say it again, just for those who missed out earlier. I was very clear from the get-go that Nick could be in the bed with the pillow wall there. I'm not interested in trading off the full bed for the ground. I said last night, like 17 times, Nick, you can sleep on this bed. If there's a defined wall or a blanket in between us. And he said, no, he just didn't trust himself to not, roll or what you said that he said didn't trust himself to not.
He's a snuggler.
That's why the pillow wall is important. I'm like, I'm not going on the floor. I gave you every option to have plenty of space in this. It wouldn't be weird. We figure it out. It's the situation we're in. So no, we're not trading off spots. The same arrangement is available tonight if he wants it, but I'm not going on the ground.
He'll get the couch. Like, I don't understand.
There's no couch here. And if there's a couch, we'd be on it.
It's New York City. You're not getting any.
Who booked this?
Come on, Jake, you know who booked this.
See, you live in. See, this is Jay. This is the veteran. This is the veteran form in play that you have to make sure those things are handled.
Like, that's first and foremost, right? We'll make sure we get there. Where I'm sleeping is most important.
Well, I mean, we thought maybe the room would be big enough to get a cot, but it's not.
Not New York.
This room is not. It's a great view. I mean, the hotel is sweet in general. It's an awesome location, a block away from Madison Square Garden. So much stuff around us on 34th Street. Can't get better than that. But the rooms aren't big, and you can't have it all when you're doing that. But there's not room for a cot. He asked for some extra bedding last night from the front desk, a comforter, some pillows, and a sheet. And he may do with it on the floor.
He should have to double, first of all, because that's a floor in New York City. So to do that. But here's the question. Here's the $25,000 question. Who is John Candy and who is Steve Martin?
That is a good question. I think honestly, DP, I think we honestly trade off on that. Like, there's moments I feel like I'm John Candy and he's Steve Martin. And there's times I feel like I'm Steve Martin, he's John Candy. Like, it's kind of been interesting to see that we both have our personalities trade off. So it's really a 50-50 on that. I don't think I have been Steve Martin 100%. I don't think that he's been Steve Martin 100%. So it's kind of those weird trade off where we both are idiots at times and both responsible at times. So,
Jake, one more question before we get you out of there, man. Have you, since I've lived in New York City, obviously New Jersey, spent a lot of time there. Have you been cussed out as a welcome to New York foreigner yet by a native New Yorker?
No. It's been close a couple of times. I can tell you that the moment that we got to the hotel last night, Nick was about this close to that happening to him because didn't pay attention that there's a bike lane that goes through almost every street in New York City. And he just gets out of the Uber, so excited to go to the hotel and just walks across and just he is a millisecond from a boom, splat for him and the biker. But didn't happen. I waited for three people. I mean, the guy gave him a pretty rough glare, which is, that was not great. And then he kind of got yelled at on the way back to the hotel the night from somebody. pretty. He didn't even know he got yelled at, but he did because he was kind of trying to brush by somebody. I don't think I have been cussed at yet, but the night is young, the trip is young. Maybe it happens tomorrow at Yankee Stadium, possibly.
It will. It will tonight. It's Friday night. Happy hour. Yeah, they're happy hour. They will welcome you into New York.
Let me ask you guys a quick question. In terms of tomorrow, it's I just need some advice here. Potentially, cold for the game, open air press box. I was fine today with the normal ball cap on. If there's any breeze tomorrow, I was going to add to it. Would I be punished by fans of New York if I wore a Kansas City Royals stocking cap into Yankee Stadium?
Yeah. Do it, Jake.
Actually, no. Red Sox. I won't say anything to you. Wear a Kansas City Royals jersey.
Yeah, wear a hoodie to go along with it, and be sure to leave your phone GPS on.
Bobby Witt Jr. is the true MVP. Let him know, Jake. Let him know.
I will have a ticket jacket on. I'll be a ticket representation, but I lost all my stocking caps when I moved earlier this month, and all I could find was the Royals ones. That's all I have for my stocking
caps. You're in New York City. Go to the next corner, and there's like 100 skull caps being sold.
I don't know
where they're coming from. You might even try to wash them or dry clean them before.
Yeah. I have seen many stocking caps that you're talking about in the corner. I've seen a lot.
Jake, we got to ask you this before we get you out of here. Have you seen a New York rat yet?
No. I've seen a lot of pigeons.
The pigeons are different anyway. Pigeons are different anyway, but I can't wait till you and Nick get a glimpse of a New York rat the size of a dog. I haven't
seen one.
You got to look a little harder, Jake. About 12 o'clock tonight, if you guys are still up, you'll see him out.
Yeah. Jake, practice is lying with me. That's not a pillow!
Let's just hope he opts for the ground. I'm going to hope that he opts again for the ground. I said, open invitation.
I'm friendly.
To.
And we want full report in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sure that he'll... Well, what's scary is that what if I start the night like he's on the ground and all of a sudden at 3 a.m, he's all of a sudden in the bed. That's scary.
Sometimes you go to the bathroom, go slide right in bed. I'm sorry, Jake. Whatever you guys do in New York, stay in New York. We love you all the same, man. We'll talk to you guys in the morning, man. Be safe. Be safe and always keep an eye on each other, Jake.
All right, we'll do that.
All right, you young whippersnappers.
All right. Adios.
That right there would
rookies. Just so rookie. We offered to book for him. Like Becky and I think they'd be all right though. I mean, I think New York. We could tell
it's all
you,
about the experience.
Well, he's more experienced right now than he ever was. Because let me tell you, we could have told him, hey bro, the closer to Madison Square Garden, the smaller the room or the more the cost. Yeah. And hey man, don't cut prices. Spend the money so that you actually enjoy yourself. But
if you got to go a block in New York, I learned this the hard way when I was playing there. You got to go a block or you got to go 10 blocks. It's going to take you about the same time.
Yep.
So if you can stay 10 blocks away, and plus it's a little bit harder, but I mean, you know what? It's all about the experience. And plus on these type of trips, you're always kind of moving and shaking anyway. So good for them to call and check in. It's obviously, going to really ramp up tonight. It'd be interesting to see tomorrow morning what the vibe is as far as the amount of Husker fans out there. So I do know New York has some undercover Husker fans. And plus, anytime there's a big event in the city of New York, you will get the New Yorkers themselves, the natives that will show up and show out. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.